don't think there's anybody here to comment. Okay, there being none, we'll move on to additional business.
So the next item of additional business, we talked about this generally a little while ago. Every year at the beginning of the year, we tend to look at our rules of procedure and just see if there's any amendments that need to be made, you know, updates, changes, that sort of thing. And I wanted to just informally sort of get some head nods on this so that we can actually make the amendments and then come back and vote them on the next meeting. And these are items that we've talked about with staff, we've talked about with county administration, and we've talked amongst ourselves about at prior hearings. There's four of them. One is we need to address the cutoff date for submitting information into the record. And the reason for that is it's 10 days, which worked great when it was on a Thursday, but when we moved the hearings back to Wednesday, that put it on a weekend. And so there's two ways to approach that. One, make it shorter, or one, make it a little bit longer so it's, you know, stretched out prior to that weekend.
Could I ask another question, though?
Sure.
Move this in part for the convenience of the prior chairman, right?
We moved the meeting?
Yes.
I don't actually remember. I think it was...
No.
Yeah.
We moved the...
Why did we move
I think it was for staff, actually.
Was it for staff?
Partially. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure we weren't...
We moved other and old business to the front.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that could occur and people still could get here by the time of public hearings.
Yeah, and I recall I had something to do with that way. You all could get your staff reports to council in time and that's...
Day of the week was for Chairman Wheatley.
Yeah, there was, right.
It was for Chairman Wheatley.
Yeah. Well, no, but what I was saying is we talked, that may have been the origins of it, but there was also some, I'll put it this way, some appreciation by staff. Because when it's on Thursday evening, that made it really difficult to get reports on action from the commission into the packet for Friday for council on Tuesday.
Got it. Okay.
This sort of spreads things out a little bit better. I would say a couple things. I'll just point this out and I'll ask for your 7 days may not be enough time for you all to review information in preparation for hearings and the public as well. 14 days doesn't necessarily take into account things that are still coming in last minute, you know, like if they get a last minute agency comment or whatever. My recommendation would be, though, to make it 14 days, but to allow information to come in, you know, with the approval of the chair, something like that, which is kind of what we do now, just so there's some flexibility on that. So, yeah. Yeah,
I would agree with the 14 days because I think 7 is going to be.
Yeah, and what I may do.
So much
and
information.
I'm not married to the 14 days, but at least the Friday before the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it works out right. Yeah. But we'll talk about that when we finalize it. The other one is, and this is, I don't think anything discretionary from you all, but county staff, particularly the IT department, has concerns about people plugging in flash drives into our county computer system, and so I'm going to just verify with Jamie how much time in advance they need to have that so that they can scan it, make sure there's not any corruptions on any of that, so that there's no issue there. We're going to add that into our rules. There's the third one kind of goes with that as well, and we actually saw it a little bit. We see it from time to time, I'll put it that way, is that we're going to put in the rules that, you know, unless you need IT assistance, that if you have a presentation to make, you're responsible for advancing that presentation. That shouldn't be a burden on Mr. Whitehouse or staff or anybody to do. The folks that are sitting up here have enough to do and pay attention to without having to run some applicant's presentation or opposition's presentation for that matter. So if they have it and they plug it in and they can't do it, it's their burden to sort that out, you know.
Circling back to the USB device issue, many large organizations completely block USB device access.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the risk of security.
Oh, for sure. You know, and I know there's talk. Well, I don't want to get into the behind the scenes.
Is there a mechanism where the applicant or the opposition would know it's their responsibility to navigate the PC?
Well, I think what we're going to do, it'll be in the rules, which is published. But we talked about this a little bit, that adding that on the agenda, just a line item on the bottom of the agenda. Okay. And obviously, there's going to be some learning curve.
And also, maybe at the point of when they're talking to planning and zoning already.
Yeah.
Make them very clear that whatever you want to present, it's on you to present.
Right.
And sir, I think, too, it's interesting. I've talked to a few presenters, and they've said that they email things to Mr. Whitehouse, you know, no later than that morning, so that it's all loaded up and ready to go. You know, so yeah, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. So we do have the ability to scan flash drives, but I would suggest that we do not allow that the day of.
Yeah.
If we're going to do it, yeah. Anything that comes in via email or anything that comes in through our docket, it's automatically screened.
Right.
So that is the preferred way to receive everything.
Well, I think for them to be prepared to do their presentation, you should have a cutoff, not the day of, and whatever amount of time it is that you need to go through, if it's 3 days ahead of time before the hearing or whatever it is. I would support you, whatever you would suggest for timeline.
I think council, because we've started putting it on the end of the agenda, like today's agenda, council adopted this too, is no later than the work end of business, the working day prior to the hearing. So for council, it's like a Monday, because the hearing's on a Tuesday. So we could accept materials up until close of business on Tuesday for public hearings and matters before the council.
Does that give you enough time, though, for Wednesday morning to get everything? Okay.
Oh, I'm looking at Mrs. Paul.
I can do it like an hour beforehand. I'm sure I can do it.
Well, and what they'll have to be with the public in particular, you know.
Now's the time, though. If you need more.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, if it's just simply.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll start announcing that, and I'll start including that in my statement before the public hearings. You know, and I would imagine we even put it. There's no reason why I can't put a laminated thing on the podium that says that as well. Because that's a real IT concern. And I mean, people aren't going to like it, but that's doing business in 2026.
You know? Yeah,
right.
So even from the opposition, we're going to have to, I'm not saying right away, but we're going to have to eventually draw a pretty black line or bright line or whatever it is on that. And then the last one is that we amend our rules to allow the applicant no more than 5 minutes to do a brief rebuttal after all the opposition's gone, because there's a lot said by opposition, and the fact of the matter is, I mean, just in ordinary jurisprudence, if you're the plaintiff or an applicant or whatever, you get, that's how it works, you know, you go first, then there's the other side's opportunity, and then you get an opportunity to rebut. I think 5 minutes is reasonable. We need to be clear in the rules and how we administer it. This isn't redoing your case, this is just addressing things that
That would allow them to also offer up conditions of approval or
sure.
something that might yeah. help address concerns.
That's true, and that's a good
yeah.
point. You know,
very good point. Yeah.
If there's a concern that wasn't anticipated, the applicant could then say, "We'll agree to do X, Y, and Z." So, I just think it'll. I've been practicing law for I don't know whatever it is now, 32 years, which is hard to believe. You know, this is just what you're used to. You know, if you're presenting a case. So I think it, based on that, it creates a better record for us if we do have the opportunity for an applicant to create a record. Now, and that because it's in the rules, that doesn't mean that we can't then, you know, if the applicant says something and we need to bring a member of the opposition up, we still have the ability to be flexible in that regard. You know, I mean, so, but just in terms of our rule, it just creates an automatic ability for an applicant to do that.
I think that's a great idea too.
It's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah. yeah, it is.
And honestly, like today, I don't know that we would ever have seen it really used, maybe on the waste management one, but you know, probably 6 times out of 10, there's no need for rebuttal, but in times.
But there are many times yeah. that there is. And some of it too is comments that are being made from people that's just their opinion.
Right.
And it's not factual, so.
Right, right.
And yeah, the waste management one actually, you know, there probably were
yeah.
opportunities for them to offer
right.
conditions that might have helped.
Right, right.
Before you stop, which you're done with that, right?
Yeah, and well, just
I was going to ask if we could add, or just something else to consider.
Okay.
I was thinking about this with the each hearing that we have, and I don't want it to become a nightmare that everybody's then going to get up because their hearing's over and then they're all chatting, which they do sometimes. Right. But would it be better planned if we just at the end of every one, either defer it or make a motion at that time?
I think it's a better. I think that's a better yeah. flow.
There's no reason we can't. That's just, for whatever reason, been the practice.
Yeah, because so many people sit
decades.
Here, and then if you've got one that's
yeah.
at the end, because we put it at the end most of the time because it's going to be long, and they've got to sit through all of that to even, in my opinion, I'd rather just
that's
it's a much better flow.
I think it eliminates confusion and everything
yes.
else, so, yeah. And I don't even think that's in the rules. That's just because it doesn't even show up on the agenda that way, you know? That's just sort of been the practice, so. There's no reason on Thursday, or next meeting, we couldn't just go ahead and do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Excellent. And when I forget, remind me.
Yeah. No, I think it makes sense. The minutes track what we actually have done, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that needs a rule amendment. That's just how we do things. But I'll make those amendments, get it in formal form. We'll get it loaded up on the docket, and that way you all can vote on it next meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
That's all
anything
I got.
Else?
That's good. Nope, Mr. Whitehouse, anything?
No. Mr. Whitehouse, no? Nothing? Okay. If there's nothing else for the good of the order.
Well, I have one other thing.
I'm sorry.
Just to remind everybody, Mr. Wheatley will be honored by council on Tuesday.
Oh, yep, for his service, yeah.
Yep. Put it on your agenda if you can be here.
The agenda's out. I think that's at the beginning. Is it 1 o'clock start date, start time?
Beginning of the agenda.
But it starts at 1?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So it'll happen at 1, or usually thereafter?
It'll start at 1, and it's first on the agenda.
Yeah, it's early.
Okay, that's great. I'm delighted that they're acknowledging him. He certainly deserves it.
Long overdue. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're being...
Remind them.
Okay, there being nothing else for the good of the order, I will close the meeting.